scared by the 600-plus point plunge in the Dow yesterday, the Federal Reserve again gave billions, if not trillions, to the banking industry today in their latest policy move just announced. In an unprecedented announcement, the Federal Reserve, for the first time in its history, pledged to keep interest rates at 0 to 0.25% until mid-2013. By actually committing to a specific length of time to hold interest rates unchanged and then announcing that fact publicly, the Federal Reserve bequeaths one of the biggest banking gifts a central bank could give. Since its inception, the Federal Reserve has never, and for good reason, let on about its intent on what to charge banks for the money it lends them. The reason they are not supposed to tell the banking system how long rates will stay where they are is that by keeping their policy on future rates secret, the banks have to be careful on what they invest in and take the interest rate risk on the money they borrow into consideration when they speculate and gamble with the money it borrows from the Fed. Our money, by the way. Because the threat of an interest increase from the Fed always exists, or at least used to, the banks use discretion in lending and spending the money they borrow from the Fed. In other words, they are careful. Now that the Feds have told the banks the interest rates will remain at 0 to 0.25% for 2 years or more, for the first time, banks have no risk of interest rates rising by surprise. Without the risk of an interest rate increase, now the banks will borrow billions more and gamble with it anywhere they want. Since interest rates won't increase, and they are guaranteed not to, they are now free to throw money at any and all investments. They can borrow money from the Fed virtually free, buy stocks, commodities, bonds, derivatives, basically anything that yields more than the 0.25% they pay the Feds. They can even take that money and buy treasuries from the Treasury Department that pay up to 10 times the amount they pay the Federal Reserve for the money and pocket the difference. The banks immediately reacted to this gift by bidding up the Dow over 420 points today within minutes of the announcement. Besides being another bank bailout, it now clears the deck for unbridled gambling by the world's largest institutions. If you think the markets were crazy before, you just wait. You ain't seen nothing yet. The ramifications of this unprecedented move is one more step in the incestuous relationship between the banking system and your government. Needless to say, you can't borrow money from the Feds at these rates. The banks are going to charge you 19% or more on your credit cards, and the resulting inflation will bankrupt millions of Americans. But what the heck? As long as the banks survive and the stock market goes up, it's all good, right? Outrageous. That's it for today's Money Matters. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are my opinions only. They may not necessarily represent those of KVMR FM, its staff members or underwriters. My name is Mark Cuniberti.